All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to get things started this Saturday afternoon in the Atlantic Coast Conference as you have the 4-1 North Carolina State Wolfpack traveling to take on the third-ranked team in the land, the Clemson Tigers. Now, NC State got a big home victory over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish this past Saturday. They did it in a quagmire, and the only touchdown in the game was a result of a special teams play. But you look this time around, and NC State is going to have to be more efficient on the offensive side of the football. And you look at quarterback Ryan Finley this year, 9 touchdown passes, most importantly, 0 picks. NC State, they want to run the football effectively with running back Matthew Dyes, who is averaging 5.7 yards per carry. And that is going to be important. Why? Number one, you're keeping this Clemson defense on the field, and more importantly, you're keeping the Clemson offense off the field. You look at this NC State defense led by defensive lineman Bradley Chubb, who has 5 sacks, and they have to find a way to collapse that pocket as much as possible and put pressure on Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson. But Deshaun Watson is very tough to tackle, and he is one of the better playmakers in the nation back there. On top of that, you look at Clemson's defense as they already have 21 team sacks and 9 interceptions. I think NC State can keep it close for 2 to 2.5 quarters, but Clemson is the better team, and they will pull away at home by the score of 37-23. Now, staying in the ACC, you have the Wake Forest Demon Deacons traveling to Tallahassee to take on the Florida State Seminoles. Wake Forest comes in with a record of 5-1, while the Noles, who are the 14th best team in the nation right now, as far as the AP poll goes, come in with a record of 4-2. But the Noles, they're still favored by 21 points in this game, in spite of the fact that they're 1-2 in the ACC. Florida State was able to get their first conference win last week in a thriller against the Miami Hurricanes, and now they are looking to get to the 500 mark in the division. But you look at Wake Forest, and they've been a surprise this season with their record of 5-0, and a lot of it comes down to their defense, led by defensive lineman Duke Ejiofor, who already has 6.5 sacks, and he and his cohorts on that side of the ball need to have a big-time impact if the Demon Deacons are going to go on the road and pull off the upset. But you look at the Noles, too much talent on both sides of the ball. You look at quarterback DeAndre Francois, running back Dalvin Cook, and this defense that already has 19 team sacks, 6.5 of those coming from DeMarcus Walker, and then 4 picks already from Tavarus McFadden. I think Florida State is clearly the better team, and thus I'm going to take the Noles in this one by the score of 37-20. Now, in the Mid-American Conference, you have the 24th ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the undefeated Western Michigan Broncos traveling to take on the Akron Zips. And this is a potential MAC title game preview right here. But if you're Western Michigan, you want to try to go undefeated, and you want to try to have an opportunity to crack one of those New Year's Six bowl games. But you look at this Broncos offense, and they are clicking right now. Quarterback Zach Terrell, 15 touchdown passes with 0 picks, and you look at the running ability of running backs Jamari Bynum and Jarvis Franklin, along with wide receiver Corey Davis, who is well on his way to another 1,000-yard receiving campaign. Defensively, Western Michigan does not make it easy for opponents either. They already have 18 team sacks and 6 interceptions, and they are going to go out there and put some pressure on Akron quarterback Thomas Woodson, who already has 13 touchdown passes this season alone. But for Akron to pull off the upset at home, it has to be Woodson and wide receiver Jerome Lane, who definitely has ascended in to the end zone early and often to keep this Broncos defense on their toes. But to me, Western Michigan is clearly the better team, and thus, I will take the Broncos on the road by the score of 37-20. Now, down in the SEC, it's the third Saturday in October. And when you think of the third Saturday in October, you think about the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Tennessee Volunteers. Alabama comes into this game as the top-ranked team in the land, while Tennessee is ninth, and Tennessee did not drop in the standings after their tough overtime loss last Saturday against the Texas A&M Aggies. Just like it is in the MAC, this is a potential SEC title game preview right here, as both of these teams are two of the better teams in their respective divisions within the conference. Now, you look at quarterback Josh Dobbs, and when he's on, so is this Tennessee offense. Give the football to running back Jalen Hurd and get out of his way. But we saw some of the playmaking ability that Dobbs had last week, even in the loss at Texas A&M. And I think the big thing for Tennessee in this one, they cannot afford to fall behind early once more. They've done it all season long, and it finally caught up to them last Saturday against A&M. Yes, I know that this game is at home, but the last team that you want to fall back against and put yourself in a 15 or 20 point deficit is a team like Alabama, who is the best team in the land. Now, this Tennessee defense has to find a way to put some pressure on Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts while limiting what wide receiver Calvin Ridley and running back Damian Harris can do. But you see this Tide defense, they know how to pin their ears back and come after opponents, as they have 23 team sacks, and they have to be sure tacklers, especially in against Dobbs in that pocket, because he is a guy that as soon as you think you have him, he is very elusive and he knows how to escape. Tennessee is going to be very good in this game. The atmosphere at Neyland Stadium is going to be electric, but I think Alabama pulls away within the final 5 minutes of this contest, and I'm going to take the Tide on the road by the score of 38-24. Now, in Big Ten country, you have the 10th-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers traveling to take on the 3-2 Indiana Hoosiers, and Nebraska, they've already matched their win total for the regular season of 2015, and they are looking to eclipse it as they want to win the Big Ten Conference. Quarterback Tommy Armstrong has been solid this year for head coach Mike Riley, and you look at this Nebraska defense that has been a little bit underrated, as they have already forced 9 interceptions. That is going to be vital against an Indiana quarterback like Richard Leggett that has already thrown 7 interceptions this year. And he and wide receiver Nick Westbrook are going to have two of the better games of their careers if they are going to score the upset at home against the Huskers. Nebraska is the better team, and thus I'm going to take them on the road by the score of 37-17. Now, back in the ACC, you have the North Carolina Tar Heels traveling to take on the 16th-ranked Miami Hurricanes. And the reason why I circled this game, both of these teams had tough losses at home last week. North Carolina was blown out at the hands of the Virginia Tech Hokies, while the Hurricanes lost to Florida State after an extra point was blocked. And I want to see how each one of these teams is going to respond. North Carolina does have a veteran presence with their quarterback Mitch Trubisky, along with a running back Elijah Hood and wide receiver Ryan Switzer. And these three will put a ton of pressure on this Miami defense. Brad Kaya at quarterback for Miami. Will he play? That is going to be the big question leading up to this game this Saturday. And if he does, it gives that much more depth to this Hurricanes offense, especially with the ability of running back Mark Walton. Now, this Hurricane defense, they already have forced 6 interceptions along with 18 quarterback sacks this season, and they have to find a way to get to Trubisky and throw him off of this game. I think this is going to be nip and tuck, and I think a defensive play by Miami wins it at the end. Thus, I'm going to take the Canes by the score of 27-23. Now, back in the ACC, you have the 12th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels traveling to Fayetteville to take on the 22nd-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks. Ole Miss comes into this game fresh off of a bye week, and they are looking to see if that extra rest will be just what the doctor ordered against an Arkansas team that was taken behind the woodshed last week at the hands of Alabama. You know about Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly, and it can't just be about him in this game, as he simply cannot go out there and try to do things by himself. The Rebels can run the football effectively with running back Akeem Todd, and he does have a playmaker at wide receiver in Evan Engram. But you know that Arkansas wants to get back to the basics after they were embarrassed by Alabama last week, which means that you can expect a heavy dose at home of running back Riley Williams, which will set up the play-action pass between quarterback Austin Allen and wide receiver Jared Cornelius. Now, this Arkansas defense has already forced 6 interceptions this year, and that is important since Chad Kelly can be known to force the football in the tight spots, and this Arkansas defense could be up for the challenge. I think this is not going to be another exciting game within the Southeastern Conference, and thus I'm going to take the Hogs at home by the score of 38-31. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you have the Tulsa Golden Hurricane traveling to take on the 13th-ranked Houston Cougars. And Houston was rolling throughout the 2016 college football season, and they were looking to crash the college football playoff until they went to Annapolis last week, and they had their issues against the triple option attack of the Navy midshipmen. And I want to see how they bounce back in this game at home against a very good Tulsa team that is led by quarterback Dane Evans, wide receiver D'Angelo Brewer, and wide receiver Keenan Lucas. We know what Houston can do on the offensive side of the ball with Greg Ward, but this defense will be very happy that they don't have to deal with the triple option attack of Navy this week, as it's more of a spread offense with the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. I think Houston will get back on track, and I'm going to take the Cougs at home by the score of 44-27. Now, in the Pac-12 Conference, you have the Arizona State Sun Devils coming in with a record of 5-1, traveling to Boulder to take on the 4-2 Colorado Buffaloes. And both of these teams are tied for first place in the Pac-12 South, and the winner will be sitting pretty as far as making the Pac-12 title game. Both of these teams are very improved from last year, and you look at this Arizona State team, they've been playing lights out ball. The only blemish that they had was getting blown out on the road against USC a few weeks ago, but they came back and responded strong last week against UCLA at home. And you want to see if Arizona State can keep that momentum going on the road this week. But Colorado, they can see the finish line. And the reason why I say that, they're two victories away from being bowl eligible for the first time as members of the Pac-12 Conference. Now, this Buffalo's offense is solid with quarterback Steven Montez, running back Philip Lindsay, and wide receiver Shea Fields, and I think they have enough to keep this ASU defense off balance, and thus I'm going to take the Buffs at home by the score of 34-24. And finally, in the Big Ten, the big one of the weekend, you have the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes traveling to Camp Randall Stadium in Madison to take on the 8th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. And the Buckeyes, they've made statements all season long. They've been one of the better teams in the nation, led by quarterback JT Barrett and running back Mike Weber. This defense of the Buckeyes can get after people, as they've already forced 10 interceptions this season, and I think they're going to go out there and put some pressure on the youngster at quarterback for Wisconsin in Alex Hornibrook. Now, what Wisconsin needs to do is slow this game down and keep this Buckeyes offense off the field, but it's going to be very tough against this opportunistic Ohio State defense. I think that Wisconsin has to go out there and try to bully Ohio State, led by linebacker TJ Watt, who already has 5.5 sacks on the season. And as a team, Wisconsin has 15 team sacks along with 7 interceptions. And they need to try to find a way to at least be positive 2 in the turnover battle in this game if they are going to pull off the upset. Camp Randall on Saturday night is always tough. It's a tough environment on opposing teams who are coming there. At the same time, I think Wisconsin is definitely going to be fired up for this game because they want to show that they are back as a power on the Big Ten scene. But I think Ohio State pulls away in the fourth quarter, and I'm going to take the Buckeyes on the road by the score of 38-27. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care. And thanks once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast.